All right. We're going to continue with our series of seven deadly sins. Tonight we want to talk about the deadly sin of gluttony. You know, gluttony, the almost forgotten, always misunderstood, all-consuming sin of gluttony. Huh? Help me out here tonight. What is gluttony, folks? What do you think of when I say gluttony? Eating without self-control. Overindulging in anything. Anybody else? Taking more than you need. Anybody? It's good. You see, Christians are often quick to condemn alcoholics, to condemn drug addicts for their sin. But the Bible also denounces gluttony as a dangerous sin against our body, which is God's temple. Amen? See, while many churchgoers have heard their pastors warn against the dangers of indulging in sin, they almost never hear about the sin of indulgence. Right? But this wasn't always the case, folks, because for gluttony was once listed among the seven deadly sins. And we're turning our Bibles tonight to Proverbs chapter 23. Proverbs 23, and we're going to read verse 2. And I want you to listen to this. And put a knife to your throat if you are given to gluttony. Pretty serious, isn't it? Yet, how many Christians today would ever consider gluttony to be a sin at all? Part of the problem is that gluttony is frequently mistaken for obesity. Listen to me tonight. Not all who are fat are gluttons, just as not all gluttons are fat. Huh? Gluttony is a term derived from the Latin word meaning to gulp down. Gluttony is usually used in reference to overconsumption of food or drink. Merriam-Webster says gluttony, an excess in eating or drinking. But listen to this, greedy or excessive indulgence. Greedy or excessive indulgence. But from a Christian perspective, it applies more broadly. A man by the name of Thomas Aquinas said, gluttony denotes not any desire of eating and drinking, but an inordinate desire, leaving the order of reason wherein the good or moral virtue consists. In other words, when you're doing it, you're not thinking of the moral values and things of that nature. Christ Donato said, two mistakes accompany most decisions on gluttony. The first is that it only pertains to those with a less than shapely waistline. The second is that it always involves food. In reality, it can apply to toys, television, entertainment, sex, or relationships. It is about an excess of anything. You see, folks, listen. The true danger of gluttony is not that it will lead to a flabby waistline, but that it will lead to flabby souls. Too often we separate the physical from the spiritual, don't we? Forgetting that the habits of our body can have profound effects on the sanctification of the spirit. A man by the name of Michael Hudman said, physical appetites are an analogy of our ability to control ourselves. You see, listen, think about this for a minute. This is really neat if you think about it. If we are unable to control our eating habits, we are probably also unable to control other habits. Things like things of the mind, like lust and covetousness and anger. And we are unable to keep our mouths from gossip and strife. In the life of many Christians, they can see great many ways in which gluttony has become an idol. They have an almost worshipful relationship with food. They eat in between meals. They eat in their car. They eat when they are bored. They eat when they are restless. They eat when they are frustrated. They eat when they are watching TV. They eat when they're on the computer. Then you can go right down the line and say, you know, they play games on the computer all the time. Every minute they get, you can say you can put whatever you want in there. It's not all about eating. They eat constantly for no other reason than they can eat almost anytime they want. For any reason. Or for no reason. But they also starve their soul by the forms of overconsumption. They binge watch shows and movies. It's gluttony. Even though they have already seen the episodes of the movies. I hate watching reruns. Already seen it. Why do I want to see it again? Or they stay up too late gorging on Facebook and Twitter. Or they play countless hours of video games. Gluttony. Or they turn to Netflix instead of turning to prayer. They pause to check Facebook instead of pausing to meditate on Scripture. They seek out a snack instead of seeking out the bread of life. They fill their life with comfort food. They fill their life with comfort games. A must-see TV. A must-engage social media. See, folks, listen to you. In order to avoid filling their time and filling their life with God and His Word, they're gluttonous on social media. They're gluttonous on TV. They're gluttonous. You just put video games. Whatever it is you want to put there, you're gluttony. Paul warned about these things in Philippians 3, verse 19. Whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. We worship false idols. And God is the God of our belly, is our belly. And whenever we give in to sin of gluttony, we replace the focus on the Lord with the focus on our own indulgence. We make a God of our belly, or of our hands, or of the remote, or of the phone. Right? And we allow our souls to turn out soft. Fortunately, folks, there is a simple solution. Increase our appetite for Jesus. God, help me to desire more of you and less of whatever it is that you binge on. Amen? God, you need to be the focus of my life. Not even my relationship. You need to be number one, God. It's whatever it is, folks, it's that we are binging on. Is that God of gluttony. To cure our gluttony, we need to constantly ask God, and as it says in Psalms 90, verse 14, satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Man by the name of John Piper said, God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in Him. You see, as with all the other deadly sins, the key to overcoming gluttony is to depend on God, depend on the Holy Spirit. Amen? You see, moderation is always the key. We need to live in His power. We need to have moderation with all these other things that the devil wants to take and tell us that we need to have. We got to have this. We got to have that. You need to check this. You need to check that. You need to be doing this. Watch this. Hear that. Listen to that. Why? He wants to distract us from the things of God. Live by His power. Yield our physical appetites to Him. And we need to allow Him to develop self-control. Above all else, let God feed our soul. That is the food that truly satisfies for eternity. And since we can never get enough of God's love, we can feast freely without fearing that we will become overfull. Right? If we are to be gluttons, let us gorge on the gospel and God's glory in our lives. Amen? Let our desires, folks, be for God alone. Praise the Lord. For that alone is the only desire for which we can never overindulge. Amen. Let's worship Him right now. Hallelujah. God, we give You praise and glory. We thank You, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we love You tonight, God. We praise You tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Let's stand here tonight. I know that was a tough one, talking about being gluttons. So we have a short lesson tonight. I see all the perspiration. Everybody's wiping. Whew. All right. Going down our checklist. I am a glutton for sure. Glutton for punishment. Lord, we love You. We thank You for Your goodness. God, help us, Lord God, to, Lord, overindulge in living for You and serving You. God, help us to put You first in our life. And we give You all the praise and all the glory. Bless each one here tonight, we pray. In Jesus' name. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.